name's Greg McPherson. I'm a singer-songwriter. I live in Winnipeg. I'm originally from Cape Breton Island, and you're asking about the song The Company Store. It's a story about my grandfather. When my grandfather was first starting out in the mines in the turn of the century, he was working up to 70, 80 hours a week. They had really horrible conditions to work under, no safety standards. The wages were incredibly low, like not a living wage. They had them basically for slave wages. The organizational structure was such that they had to pay the money that they made back to the company anyway through their rent of the house that they lived in and through the company that they bought all their food and clothing from. So the story goes that a group of miners in the 20s got together in opposition to the company in protest and burned down the store. They basically held them over a barrel with wages until the union got strong enough that they could fight back and organize to the point where they got, you know, decent wages and decent working conditions. But it took 30, 40 years for that to happen. I feel that song is sort of applicable, and I've sang it all over the world, and it's always the same response. People feel like there's strength in numbers, and they feel like there's hope in the world. You know, we all have within us to do something to make the world a better place.
Before I was headed for the company store, I'll watch my children starve no more. Tonight I'm gonna feed them. Haven't worked in 40 days. For 23 I've had no pay. In a week I'll have no place to stay. In an hour they'll have to kill me. In an hour they'll have to kill me. On the way I met Big Johnny Hines, the strongest man in Sydney Mines. I told Big Johnny of my plight, his voice grew loud with anger. Today's as good a day to die as any that'll come to mind. I haven't home a sickly wife, I haven't worked since Easter. We hadn't worked since Easter. But half the town will die for the mind of the call. The other half will leave when the mine decides to close. The people who left will starve to death at the hands of the company store. They'll bring the army in on us when the union gets too close to them. Burn it down, boys. Burn it down, boys. Burn it down, I said to the head. They'll shoot us down like our fathers, but like them, we're already dead and down. Anger built in tightly wound, we walked the core road through the town. The story, yeah, we'll burn it down, burn it to a cinder. As I spoke these words before my eyes, the doors and windows opened wide. 10 more miners joined my side, beaten, starved, and angered. We were beaten, starved, and angered. Half the town will die for the mine of the coal. The other half will leave when the mine decides to close. The people who left will starve to death at the hands of the company store. They'll bring the army in on us when the union gets too close to them. Burn it down, boys. Burn it down, boys. Burn it down, I said to the head. They'll shoot us down like our mothers, but like them, we're already dead in town. In an hour they'll have to kill me. I slammed my door at 3:45. I was headed for the company store. I'll watch my children starve no more. Tonight I'm gonna feed them. Haven't worked in 40 days. For 23 I've had no pay. In a week I'll have no place to stay. In an hour they'll have to kill me. In an hour they'll have to kill me. Well, half the town will die for the mine of the coal. The other half will leave when the mine decides to close. The people who left will starve to death at the hands of the company store. They'll bring the army in on us when the union gets too close to them. Burn it down, boys. Burn it down, boys. Burn it down, I said to the head. They'll shoot us down like our fathers, but like them, we're already dead and down.